Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, delaying Social Security may be lucrative. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted and Chad. You know, most people know that delaying Social Security means a bigger monthly check. But many still file early. In fact, a large share of retirees still start at age 62, locking in a permanent reduction. But if you're between 62 and 70, this is one of the best windows in decades to actually wait. Now here's why. Boy, a little tickle in my throat there. Here's why. Recent COLA increases have been unusually strong. We saw 5.9% in 2022, a huge 8.7% bump in 2023. And even though 24 and 25 adjustments have cooled, they're around 3% and just under that for 2025, they still push your future benefit higher. And the longer inflation stays elevated, the more valuable delaying becomes. Now, when you wait, every COLA applies to a larger base benefit, so compounding works in your favor. Everyone will get these COLA increases. So why does waiting matter? Well, the longer you wait, the higher your base benefit will be. Someone who started at 62 will have a discounted initial base benefit from which to grow. Starting at 62 permanently cuts your benefit by about 30% compared to your full retirement age. Every month you wait adds a little bit more. And if you can hold off till 70, your benefit can be roughly 75 to 80% higher than it would have been at age 62. There's also a tax angle that people forget. Social Security becomes taxable once you've combined income, all of your income exceeds $25,000 if you're single or $32,000 if you're married filing jointly. Up to 85% of the benefits can be taxed. Now, if you delay taking Social Security, you may be able to put smaller amounts from your IRA or 401k in the meantime, keeping up your taxable income, keeping it lower and stretching out your savings. Now, remember that the recent tax bill that was just passed is going to lower or is going to eliminate it, but that's got a timeline on it. That's only for 4 years, so you still want to think forward. If you're able to wait even a year or two, the long-term payoff can be significant. So if you have any questions about helping figuring out the best time to trigger your Social Security, you can give us a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, I know you're very, very active with the Wagon Masters, and they have something called the annual Gary R. Sawyer Thanksgiving Smoke coming up. Why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This thing grew from just a very small event to something where we've got other people with big cookers coming in. We prepared about 250 birds, 250 turkeys, and we're going to smoke them all on Tuesday, I believe. And the idea is that the police department knows of families that are just on the edge, and they can't handle the cost of of a Thanksgiving dinner. So they will go out and deliver those turkeys. So it helps with the community to give trust to the police department. And it's just a wonderful thing. And it's a full day of cooking the birds. There's a group from, Jimmy's Diner. Jack Davidson is one of the owners of Jimmy's Diner. He's also a longtime Wagon Master, and his supplier, I think it's Benny Keith, is donating all of the sides. So he brings a team of people in and they cook all the sides. They're all packaged up and they're taken hot to people's houses. And it's just a wonderful thing for the community.
All right. So you're going to be down there in the parking lot of Cowtown, I guess, doing this, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do parking lot of Cowtown, which is right off of where our barn is, you know, where we have all of our equipment and everything. And there, I can't remember all of the people who are helping out, but there are a number of organizations and people with these really big smokers.
Yeah.
Because we need something that has capacity. We've got a couple of them, but there's going to be a bunch of people coming down there. And it just makes for a real good day of fellowship and helping out the community.
Sounds like a good deal. Hey. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Today is Monday, November 24th. And it was on this date 30 years ago, 1995. What happened in Ireland, Ted? Do you know? 1995.
I don't have it. What do you got?
Ireland legalized divorce.
Oh.
Well, I guess they decided you better not fight it anymore. That has to do with religion, does it not, Ted?
Oh, of course.
The Catholic doesn't recognize divorce there. Anyway, Ireland came around finally. It's a strange country. There's been a lot of really interesting things going on over there, technology-wise and business-wise. You keep hearing Ireland doing some neat things.
So. Yeah, they have been well ahead of the curve, ahead of other European nations when it comes to technology and business savvy. They've been doing a great job.
The 1939 copy of Superman number 1 has become the world's most expensive comic book after being auctioned for a superheroic $9.12 million. Heritage Auction said the comic book was found by a Northern California family while they were cleaning out the attic of their mother's home after her death last year. The comic book, which was in a cardboard box with some old newspapers, was examined by CGC, the world's largest third-party comics grading service, given a rating of 9.0 out of 10, making it the highest-graded copy of Superman 1 known to still exist.
Sitting up there in the attic, nobody knew it was there.
One of only seven copies with a grading of 6.0 or higher.
Oh, my.
Better go... Nothing of value in my mom's attic when we cleaned it out.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a Michigan man decided to buy a scratch-off lottery ticket rejected by another customer and ended up winning the $1 million top prize. Here's how it happened. The 33-year-old Wayne County man told Michigan lottery officials he was at Fawaz Petroleum LLC when he spotted the ticket next to the register. Quote, there was a blazing suits ticket set aside on the counter that someone else had decided not to purchase, so I purchased it, the player said. Lucky winner said his prize money will go into savings for the time being.
I wonder if the person who didn't buy it knows about that.
I don't know. They better not tell that person. They might commit suicide. All right, 6:38, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.